الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل معروف صدقة بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم حضرت مولانا صاحب علماء الكرام brothers and sisters listening out السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Allah Ta'ala has blessed the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many favors and virtues. And the greatest virtue is the gift of iman. If you have no iman, nothing is of any help to each one of us. And after iman, Allah has made us the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam. So two things we have to value. The month of Rabiul Awwal, and inshallah, we want to discuss the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, what is expected of us? What was Rasulullah's mission? We have to understand the purpose. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself explained his mission and purpose. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Allah Pak sent me as a teacher. Number two, innama bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. Allah Pak sent me the second mission of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to enhance the character and the akhlaq of the ummah. As we make this dua every day when we stand in front of the mirror, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. Allah, you have made me handsome. Allah, you have made me beautiful. Fahassin khuluqi. Likewise, Allah, make my character and my akhlaq the best. So, respected brothers, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, umrah, alhamdulillah, we have been doing it. But the thing that's lacking in the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, is akhlaq. So, what was the character of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam? So, respected brothers, somebody asked a beautiful question. Can you describe what is beauty? And this great wali of Allah said, if you want to understand what is beauty, beauty is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One. Another shayri is praising, ke jannat mein sab kuch hogi. Allah will give us the best of best in jannat. Lekin Madina nahi hoga. The beautiful city of Madina will not be in jannat. Lekin Madine mein jannat hai. Allah has kept jannat in Madina because you sit there in the jannat ki tukra, we fight to go and read two rakat namaz day, we try our best. Ji sab jannat mein sab kuch hai. Allah will give you, think of anything, all of you, men and women, you are going to be 33 years old in jannat. Handsome. No old age. No moth in jannat. No urine or excreta, nothing. Allah will keep you young and healthy. 33 years of age. Subhanallah. So this shair is saying that Jannat mein sab kuch hogi. Allah has in Jannat, and whatever your heart's desire is, you just make a niyat, Allah will present it to you. So the shair is saying, that's why I'm saying, do cheez ki qadr karo. One is the iman. Today the biggest worry for the ummah is not these enemies of Islam. Gee, if we as Muslims become straight and united, and we pool our resources, and help each other, and support each other instead of criticizing each other and condemning each other. Is this all that's left in the ummah of Rasulullah? We can't find the good in the ummah. That we have to talk ill. No, dosto, zizo, two things. Apni iman ki hifazat karo. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a time will come in this ummah of mine that a person in the morning will be ba iman, full of iman, deen and shariat. By the evening he'll become a kafir, has left the fold of Islam. And vice versa, a person will be a kafir in the morning, and by the evening Allah Ta'ala will give him tawfiq of iman. You can only count yourself successful if you leave this dunya with la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You can read how many namazes, you can do whatever you want. Your final judgment and verdict, whether you pass or fail, is at the time of maut. So the dua to Allah should be, Allahumma rzuqna husna al-khatima. Allah, grant me husna khatima means that Allah give me tawfiq to die with the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What's the sign of a good death? Nice question. For Maiki, you'll find that the marhum has a beautiful smile on his face. Or sometimes you'll find tears streaming down the cheeks. You'll find the nostrils wide open. Ulama Kiram have written, subhanallah. You see, when a child is born, you'll find that the hand or the fist is clenched. Ye batane ke liye, this is insan's mizaj. I want everything. Lekin jab insan ki maut ho jati hai, when a person passes away, his hands are wide open. What's the reason for this? To show to the world, mein khali haath Allah ki haan ja raha. I'm going empty-handed by Allah. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah addressed his wives, his daughters, and his aunt. Ya Fatima, Ya Safiya. Ask me whatever you want in this world, and I'll provide it and give it to you. Lekin akhirat mein, as far as your akhirat is concerned, I can't able to help you. You'll have to find your own way for Allah Ta'ala to forgive you and grant you Jannatul Firdaus. So when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala passed away, a sahabi by the name of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, he stands there by the qabr, and he's talking. And he says, oh Qabr, do you know who's buried here? This is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's the wife of Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. She's the mother of Hadrat Hassan and Hussein. She's the queen of Jannat. Whenever Hadrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is to come to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his chadar and said, Betty, sit down. She would kiss her father on the forehead. Whenever Rasulullah returned from a journey, whenever you come back from a journey, first go to the masjid and offer two rakat salah. To thank Allah Ta'ala, whenever Rasulullah went out, we're talking about the seerah of Rasulullah, the wives of Rasulullah used to make dua of protection. Okay, Allah protect Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah bring him back safely to us. That's a sunnah. Do not come home unannounced. You're coming from a journey, an overseas trip, or you went to another town, or you're going to come late. Don't just enter your house. Gee. Seek ijazat, or inform the family member, especially your wife, that inshallah I hope to be home by Maghrib time or Isha time, or I'm going to be delayed. Don't just pitch up. Look at respect and etiquettes in Islam. We got no more adab. Be adab mahrumast, as they say in Persian language. When you got no discipline in you, no adab in you, you got no sharam in you, you got no modesty. So you ask, but this is my house, so what's the problem if I come in there unannounced? No. Maybe your wife is not dressed appropriately, or she's not ready for you, your mother or your sister or somebody else, which is not munasib for you to see them in that position. You give them ample time to correct everything and look presentable. So when you come, because Rasulullah said, do you know who's a good wife? When the husband looks at her, he must bring a smile on his face. Number two, when he instructs her, she must obey. And number three, when he's absent from the house, she must look after her izzat, and she must look after his wealth. You know, as we get old now, our senses of smell, hearing, and sight becomes weak. See? So, very pious person, middle of the night, his wife's phone rings. Message came through. Now, obviously, he hasn't got his glasses. He didn't read properly. Sometimes when your battery is full, it says the battery full. So now, his wife is so pious, naked, and now 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone, there's a message, is written there, beautiful. He got so angry, he's wondering, who is this person sending my wife at 2 o'clock in the morning this message, beautiful? See, he shakes his wife up in anger. Who's this? So she asked him, what's wrong? Gavrati to you, what's the problem? Who is this man sent this message to you? So she said, what message? Let me see. So when she looks at the phone, it's written there, battery full, not beautiful, Baba. The battery is full, not beautiful. So jao. So we must make dua ki Allah Pak gives us such spouses that we can understand each other. Have some humor with your wife. So coming back, Dostozizo, my point here today is, Allah Ta'ala give you and me tawfiq. Let's bring the sunnah into our lives. How we live as husband and wife, as a father, as a mother. See Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how joyous he was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She says that I would put my mouth exactly where Rasulullah put his mouth. Now if you tell that to somebody, you tell you, well, this is lust. So Rasulullah said to the Sahaba when they asked, but Ya Rasulullah, isn't this lust? Because I'm putting my mouth exactly where my wife puts her mouth. Rasulullah said, if it was a strange woman's mouth, then what would be the Shariat's masla? It would be haram. To that extent, the love between Hazrat Aisha and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood the temperament of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So one day, Rasulullah said to Hazrat Aisha, I know when you are angry with me. So she said, how? Well, the day you don't get food or your wife is mum's, then you must know, inshallah, kuch ho gaya. Ji? Because they got a nice way to deal with us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I know when you are angry with me. So she said, how do you know, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you are angry with me, and if you have to take an oath, normally you will say, Rabbi Muhammad ki qasam. But when you're angry with me, you say, Rabbi Ibrahim ki qasam. You leave my name out. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hadrat Aisha. So look at the brilliance of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She said, Ya Rasulullah. That's correct. But let me reassure you. Verbally, I must be saying, Rabbi Ibrahim ki qasam. But in my heart of hearts, it is Rabbi Muhammad ki qasam. So what I am saying, khiyarukum, khiyarukum. You can read so many namazes. Our life, fear Allah in public and fear Allah in privacy. It's no use acting like a waliullah in the masjid. And at home you're a tyrant. No. Fear Allah more in your private life. See, Rasulullah's life was divided into two sections. One was Rasulullah's family life, domestic life, which the wives of Rasulullah brought forth to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, what type of a husband was Rasulullah? Sahaba Ikram understood the outdoor life of Rasulullah because they interacted with him on a daily basis. So we must understand those two, Azizo, that if you want, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, Allah Pak is saying, enter Islam totally. You can't take bits and portions and say, what suits me, I'm going to make it a sunnah. And what doesn't suit me, I'm not going to accept it as a sunnah. If you embrace, you embrace the sunnah totally. Let me just give you a few sunnahs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who washes his hands before every meal, one of the fazilat and virtue is that whatever debt he is in, would yakin, and because it's the sunnah, he washes his hand before every meal, Allah will make it easy for his debt to be paid out. So one alim was giving a bayan and he quoted this fazilat of washing your hands before meals. And he was in great debt. So he heard this hadith and he started practicing. And he says, Wallahu al-Azim, in a few days Allah made it easy for my debt to be paid off. Yaqeen ki saath karo. Hum dua parte hai, dua karte nahi. That's the problem. We're making dua every day and we feel our duas are being rejected. Allah Pak has a unique way of accepting your dua and my dua. But for your duas to be accepted, dosto, there's two important points. One is siddiqe maqal. I can't be speaking lies and breaking promises and using vulgar words. And then with this same mouth, I'm raising my hands to Allah, Ya Rabb. How can you compare the two? So if you want your dua to be accepted by Allah, the first and foremost thing is siddiqe maqal. Speak the truth. Number two, akle halal. Make sure that every cent that you earn comes from 100% halal earnings. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, kulu mina tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. O you who believe, eat what is halal. One of the greatest sunnats, as I said to you, wash your hands before you partake of your meals. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved pumpkin or calabash, you want to call it, dudi or dodi as you call it. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala was the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to love to eat calabash or dodi. So they asked him, what's the reason for it? We want prawns, we want fish. Kaise pagal loge bhi, you know. The sunnah of Rasulullah is that when you eat, make sure there's one dish on the table. Illa if somebody is mariz or has a special diet requirement, that's a separate issue. What's the general rule? On the dastarkhan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was only one dish. Sunnah of Rasulullah. Number two, whatever left over of the previous day, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love to partake of it. Just to give you an example, Hazrat Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, rahmatullahi alayhi, was muttabi' sunnah, one of the top alims of the world. So all the ulama used to worry about him because any sunnah he saw that was not carried out, he would get very upset. So they made sure that they prepared breakfast and everything according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they said, Hazrat, please come, meals are ready. So Maulana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi came and he sat down. And he looked at the dastarkhan, he said, is dastarkhan par ek sunnat ki kami hai? Now all the big ulama are shocked because we did everything to the T. Exactly what is sunnah of Rasulullah, we have placed on the dastarkhan and Hazrat is saying, is dastarkhan par ek sunnat ki kami hai? There's one shortcoming here, there's not one sunnat is missing here. So one alim was brave enough to say, Hazrat, we seek your forgiveness. Kindly inform us, what is it? Farmaya, is par basi roti nahi hai. Yesterday's leftover bread is not here. So they had to send the khadim to go to the madbakh, and last night's bread, bring it and put it on the dastarkhan. You and I, we want to fight with our wife. It must be hot, hot roti. Gee, look at the sunnah. I'm teaching you the sunnah of Rasulullah. Let's learn basic things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, خِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best amongst you is he who is good to his family. وَأَنَا خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. So respected brothers, 11 sunnats I gave, time is very short. The seerah has started, inshallah. I'm saying let's deal with the basics. The practical things that you and I can do, it costs you nothing. But you revive one sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is going to give you the sawab of 100 shuhada. Rasulullah sent an expedition to Iran. So the king laid out the table, VIP protocol, because, I mean, they are the guests, sahaba are the guests, the king, alhamdulillah. So the food is presented. So a sahabi of Rasulullah, while partaking a morsel of food, it fell to the ground. What did Rasulullah say to you and me? That if that morsel falls on the dastarkhan, pick it up and eat it. Maybe Allah has kept the barakat in that particular morsel of food, but we throw it in the bin. So that sahabi picked up that morsel of food that fell from his mouth. So the waiter reprimanded that sahabi and said, this is not the etiquette of the king. You don't do this here. Look at the answer of that sahabi. He said, you think that I'm going to leave the sunnah of my Rasulullah for fools like you. Never be shy of your identity, Dosto Azizo. We are ambassadors of Islam. Ulama-e Kiram have said, when you are sending a team of negotiators to negotiate political matters or any matter for that matter, who should be the representative? A person who's got, mashallah, handsomeness in him, smile, he's got patience, he's got perseverance, he's got sabr in him. So when he goes into that majlis, automatically, alhamdulillah, there's noor. This is the beauty of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will give you four benefits. Number one, Allah will put the love of people in your heart. You follow a sunnah, carry it out. The benefit, four benefits, ulama-i kiram have written. One, Allah will put the love for you in the hearts of people. You don't have to canvass. You don't have to go and buy a vote. Or you don't have to bribe people with money to win their attention. No. Allah will automatically put it in the hearts of people. This is my banda, I love him. Number two, Allah will instill fear in the hearts of that person. If you are muttabi' sunnah, your enemies will fear you. In one jihad, the sahaba ikiram were in battle for some time. I think it was Ghazwa-e Tabuk, stand for correction. Nothing is happening, so the sahaba ikiram said, well, let us go and make wuzu and use the miswak. So the enemies sent the spy to see what the sahaba ikiram are doing. Because in war, you need to know what is intelligence. You need to know what your enemy is planning. So they would send spies to observe the Muslim army. So first time in their life, they saw that the Sahaba-i-Kiram are using the miswak. So they didn't understand the wisdom of the miswak. They rushed back and said to the commander, they are sharpening the sticks with their teeth. That's what they are doing. Instead, they were just using the miswak of Rasulullah. When they saw this and heard about this, they just dropped and they ran away and went away. Allah Ta'ala gave success to the Sahaba. So what I'm saying, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill fear in the hearts of people. Thirdly, Allah will give you istiqamat fi deen. You'll be steadfast on your deen. And number four, Allah will give you barakat in your rozi. So Dost Azizo, time is up. All I'm saying, let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not be like how somebody said it, you know. Look at our condition today. We're not taking ibrat in what has happened to us in the past 2 years. We haven't taken any ibrat. We've gone back. Phir isi bewafa pe marte hai, phir yahi hamari zindagi hai. We've gone back to our old ways. Look at how we are spending lavishly in weddings. Look at our activities, look at our dress. The masjids are still empty. And let me sound a warning here. You may not like me, I don't have a problem with that. Come back to the masjid. This which you are opened in your factories, in your shop, this jamaat khanas, close it. For Jummah Salah, you come here to the masjid. Yes, you read your 5 namazes, there in your jamaat khana, fine, it's difficult, you can't come to the masjid. But for Jummah, this is why we are so split. Look at the Jummah masjid, it's all empty. Because why? It's now convenient. I'm going to read my Jummah namaz in my factory, in my shop. I got 10 people there, I got 15 people. Are we destroying the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khuda ke liye, stop those jumas in the jamaat khana, in your shops, in your factories. Come to the masjid of Allah. Masjid ko abad karo. You want Allah to save us, Allah to protect us, come back to the masjid. Allama Iqbal said it nicely. Masjid to bana di shabbar mein, ima ki hararat walo mein. When there's a demand to build a masjid, I'm ready to give my 50 million or half a million, I'm there. Masjid to bana di shabbar mein. Muslims in India, the Viceroy gave a decision. The Hindus are saying it's our property, the Muslims saying it's our property. So the Viceroy said, whoever builds whatever, a temple first, it will be a temple. Whoever builds a masjid here first, it will be a masjid. The Muslims woke up the whole night, they built the masjid. And they come there in the morning, the masjid is ready. Allama Iqbal is referring to it, masjid to bana di shabbar mein. Iman ki hararat walo mein. Our iman made us build that masjid. No, it's Allah's house. Man apna prana papi hai. But I'm still the same person. Barso mein namazi bannas. Years have gone by. I haven't become a proper namazi. Ey Allah, hame masjid mein namazi bana de. Maidan mein ghazi bana de. Dosto azizo, if we are not going to revive the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's azab is going to come in such an extent, the good and the bad will be destroyed. So may Allah ta'ala protect us. Tawbah karte raho. Sunnat ko pabandi se ada karte raho. Istighfar karte raho. Aur Allah ke saamne gir gira kar rote raho. And finally, dete raho, aata rahega. Just give charity in the path of Allah. Allah will provide for you from the unseen. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.